Side note, Arby, I don't think you watched the first season, but Eminence and Shadow came out season two.
Oh, yeah, I'm on season two.
You watched the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you watch the first episode of season two?
Yep.
Hey, what'd you think?
That thing was banging.
I don't even believe you.
Who you gonna believe? Me? Or them blind little eyes?
How could I forget? How could I forget?
You know the audience always claps at the beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergy's Shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, my co-host, as always, Irby. Cue the horns.
What's up, folks?
What's going on, Irby?
You know, same old, same old.
I forgot we had an audience.
Yeah, we got an audience.
Would the audience care to hear your flavor of the week?
That's why they here. They want to hear the flavors. Yeah, I think, you know, this week I might have to give it to my man Thorkell when he grabbed the spear, just threw it up in the hills. He got some kills. I was like, that man. Was wild. Yeah. So that's mad wild. Uber wild.
Super wild. Super.
Super
hot.
Super duper wild.
Mine is also out of Vinland, but it's not that moment. It was when Thorfinn, without any effort, dodged the axe and just stabbed my man through his throat.
I mean, when he like teleported, like how Sasuke does.
He didn't teleport. They just couldn't see him because he was so small.
No, they did the You ain't see what they did that. They did the flicker out that they always do when someone moves too fast. It's like, shoo-shoo. And then he just stabbed him.
Yeah, but he was just standing in front of him the whole time. But I appreciated the way they portrayed it.
He had that running gun. He was like, up, about, gotcha. Yeah, so. Yeah, that was a good one.
What shall we talk about?
I was thinking about doing some, you know what? We're already talking about villain. Let's get into that, and then.
How dare you? How dare you put villain before liar, hey, liar.
If that's what you want to talk about, my guy, go ahead.
Liar, liar was nothing. It was a weak episode.
I mean, we was talking about the Vinland, so I was like, psh, no time like the present, baby.
I mean, we could talk about Vinland, but like.
Well, make a decision and stick with it, my guy.
Vinland deserves to be towards the end.
Okay, then. Do what you please, dog. Don't talk about it. Bees about it.
Let me see. Let me see.
Bees in the trap.
The hell was that? Woohoo. Claim your points. I just got an achievement for doing nothing.
Well, is that achievement what they got to do with Vinland End or Liar Liar?
Didn't hear it. The our crowd heard it because it came from my computer. Excuse me. Hell was that? What's up?
Then why wouldn't I have heard it if it came from your computer?
Because you can hear me, but you're part of the desktop audio. You won't hear the desktop audio. You'll hear what I put into the mic.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yes. If you listen to this episode around 3 minute mark, you'd probably hear it.
Yeah, but let's get popping on
liar,
a show.
Liar. Episode 7. Silence and Change. So, I'm actually not going to read any of my notes on this. I'm going to just go off of memory. This episode started off with like almost like a meeting of the sorts. It started off with Noah being looking down on by that director or whatever, and very anticlimactic ending to his his reign of terror, because really it was just my boy Hirito recording him as he talked down to Noah, and they got him out of there quickly. After that, they had like a ceremony to read the results of the contest, and Noah and Hirito were the last two remaining, which Noah's gonna resign to like prove she's sorry, but like Hirito resigned for her to like prove herself as the ace and blah blah blah, and I'm pretty sure there was an ulterior motive there, but it is what it is. He has the green star now, so he's a 3-star. Blah blah blah. Noah did want to accept the ace of the school, but Hirito changed her mind when he showed her that like 99.5% of the school forgave her. Then the contestants ended up being 3 of the crew we know, Noah, Shiryuki, and Hirito. And the other two are, I think, were like a student council president or something like that. And other really smart or powerful girl that is always arguing with the student council president. So if this is like a traditional opposite genders bickering, they probably have a thing for each other.
Never know.
Rina dragged my boy Hirito to a couples only store that she needed to drag him to buy something. But what was weird about that is she bought the pitch hitter card from there without him. So I'm thinking she just wanted to drag him there.
Or maybe she dragged someone else and they're no longer an item and she can't go in there unless he's there.
I don't think so. But either way, she was really embarrassed to like drag him in there, and the girl that like sells the stuff wanted them to hold hands, but she was too embarrassed to do that. And he's like, "Bro, like, it's just holding hands. What are you doing?" And then she like extended her hand, and it's like, "This is a handshake." The girl at the store got a nice laugh, and then I'm going back home, and Yuki was clearly jealous and like said they should all take a bath together. So my man was taking a bath with 2 bikini babes. I don't know why she made them both take a bath. She could have just been like, if she was jealous and upset, "Master, I'll scrub your back," and like, now it's us alone, and got Rina jealous. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Anyways, after that, we're discussing the battle that will commence. And it's a territory competition game where, like, you have to capture the most territory. And your level of stars or whatever determines how many move value you have. And, like, there are certain roles in which everyone knew what role they wanted to have, but like the problem was that the student council president wanted the role of commander, which obviously he doesn't want it to, because the role of commander makes your move value, I think, 21 right off the bat, which the higher number, the less valuable it is. So he needed
I think it was backwards, because I think the less stars or whatever gave you more spaces to move, and the commander can only cap out of like 3 spaces.
No, it was because Hirito's move value was pretend number 3, and the cap and the commander's was 5. So he was saying that like you'd lose out more than I would because you have a lower value, but because he had the lower value and needed to like, he couldn't actually, it was just for show and he couldn't actually use that number, he wanted the commander to like force his move value to 21, which is still higher than his, I think, set his actual 17, something like that. But the class, the student body council president guy, he wasn't trying to give in, and then he too was just like, tell you what, because we're allowed to change commanders, why don't you just fill me out and see if I do this well, and then if not, I will surrender it to you, and I'll even start talking properly. And they settled on that being a deal, and then at the very end of the episode, when my boy is home, he gets a call from Rena, and she's like, oh my god, thank god you answered. I just found out we have another Saiyanji Sadasa that just revealed themselves. So there's actually three of this person. It's not the original. It's not Rena. It's someone else pretending to be Sadasa Saiyanji. How is this going to affect the show? I don't know. Let's see. It's probably going to be the main problem we're focusing on, because, like, I don't know. It's probably going to be a co thing, like a co level of importance with my man trying to get 7 stars so he can meet his friend.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? See, let's get it. Oh no! Dang. But yeah, no, not much there. Yeah. They got the rules. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now on to Vinland Saga.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Was it you like hearing my voice that much?
No, I don't. It hurts my ears.
I agree.
Makes me irate. It's like when the CIA does the
All right, uncalled for. Too much.
Stuff where they shoot the radio waves in the brain? No, that was a good one. The crowd loved that information. But anyhow, all right, we're gonna go with The Legendary Hero is Dead, Season 1, Episode 2. The Legendary Hero Imposter. So my main man Kyle, he tries to, I don't know if he tries to scare, Amara or, yeah, tried to scare her into relinquishing the hero's body to him so that he could more accurately portray the hero. But she doesn't. Her resolve is high. So that happens, and so my boy Toka, he's like, I gotta get my body back. So he goes in, sneaks in, and he gets all sorts of distracted by Yuna's legs just poking out. And he's like, oh man. He's like, I shouldn't do it, but I'm gonna do it. And he ends up putting stockings on her. I'm like, oh man, you poor man, you. And then this is funny. He's like, oh, my work here is done. And so he leaves out. But before he left out, he heard that a door rattling, and turns out it was Kyle coming in there. And he's trying to take the hero's, well, he's trying to take the pendant that his body's in so he could control the hero's body. But the protection spell she put on there stops it.
Surprise, surprise. Kyle's a bad guy.
Yeah, never trust a Kyle.
You never trust a Kyle.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry, Kyle.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyhow, let's see here. I lost my space. And then so they wake up, and they're like, oh, what happened? Like, oh, I'm sexually activated, so I'm trying to get it. And Yuna immediately thinks it was Toka because she has stockings on. And she whoops him pretty good. So we get to the next day, and Kyle's like, why do you look like that? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got beat up because I tried to help out this woman that was from catching cold in the night, and this, that, and the other, a.k.a. the stockings putting on. And then it's like, yeah. And she proceeded to whoop me because someone tried to steal the amulet. I was like, oh, man. And the guy's like, oh, I'll help you look for the culprit when we get back. And he's like, man, the culprit's right here. I thought that was funny. Yeah. And so they continue on to the devil hunt. And when they get there, a mid-ranked devil comes out. The people flee. Tucker's like, there's only one thing to do. And Tucker runs away. And then the devil stabs him in the heart. And the devil had been like dive bombing these people. And Tucker's like, look up. There it is. So he figured out the attack. And then this is when Kyle, he figures it out and he's like, oh, I'll get you. And he ends up like slicing up the devil. So it's like, oh, look at my boy. Slicing him up.
Putting in some work.
Still being devilish. But anyhow, he proceeds to desecrate the devil's body and take out the stone. And turns out magical stones and devil hearts are one and the same. Which is an interesting tidbit that we'll use as a tool to help us later.
Will we?
Yeah, it comes into play. But the magic stones give a person more power. And more devil shows up and people decide to flee. And this is when Token decides to flee. And he runs smack dab into their lair where there's more devils. And then was it Amora? She calls up wizards to fight because there's bones in there. She's like, oh, I'm about to fire up these bones and get them working because her necromancy. But yeah, they start beating them up. Beating up the bones. She reinforces them to fight for a little longer.
Beat up the bones.
And yeah. And then one devil has his sights on Yuna. But a prelude to that, it was fighting Toka and it threw acid on it, like melted off its arms. Well, went off the flesh on his arm and the clothing. Which he then turns it on to Yuna. And somehow it just removes all of her clothes. Doesn't remove no flesh, no nothing. And so she runs away. She flees. And Toka follows her. Because, oh, I got to protect her and make sure she has some clothing. It doesn't stray too far.
Oh, Toka.
It turns out he said, oh, I have extra clothing for you. But it's just a spare bathing suit he asked for her. I was like, oh, man.
I smell a setup.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so the devil then comes to them. And Toka had, he set a trap. And he ties him up. He's like, yeah, I got him. And the devil's like, I just wanted to dissolve her clothing. He's like, I love looking at naked women. And I'm like, oh, man. Dissolve her clothing and leave only stockings. Which he's like, oh, man, this guy's an ally.
We're on the same side.
We're on the same team. I was like, oh, man, look at this guy. My boy down bad. He's like, he's a man of culture. And then so Token then comes in and knocks him out. He's like, well, how would you do that? He was my brother. Which was funny in itself.
I just can't help but laugh.
Yeah, locked him up. Yeah. And so then Kyle sneaks up, knocks her out. And he then proceeds to tell Toka his whole evil backstory. And why he wanted to be a legendary hero, because he thought he was always destined for greatness. And then the legendary hero showed up. And so he's like, yeah, I could take his body and become what I couldn't in my own body. I'm like, oh, okay, guy. That's cool for you. And then Yuna wakes up and she kicks Kyle. And then Amora comes in and she uses some necromancy stuff. And then we find out that her origin and whatnot's come up too. Yeah. He proceeds to tell them that, oh, she's a devil too because she has a magical heart. Like, oh man, that could explain a whole bunch of stuff. So then they get her whole life story and how she escaped because necromancers were left behind in the gates of hell. And this whole heartfelt moment, like, oh, I can't just leave you and this, that, and the other. And then they have a plan. They come up to set a trap for Kyle. And essentially, it's what got the legendary hero in the first place killed. A pitfall. Yeah, and then at the end, you see the end? Of course not.
Like post credits?
No, I'm gonna say post credits. Just credits.
Oh, like watch during credits? Nah, I don't watch during credits though. Did something happen?
Yeah. Apparently there's a Princess Margaret Ferrum, and she's gonna be a target.
Sounds like the other person that joins the crew. So I'm pretty sure there's another girl in the crew in like one of the opening scenes.
Is there?
I think so.
I have no idea.
Do you want to throw in Jujutsu?
Oh, we. Well, yeah, there's not much there. Sukuna and what's his name? What, Kushimo, they're starting their fighting. Apparently, there was a special talisman, not talisman, a cursed object in the ice block that was floating above their heads. And Sukuna grabs it. And. Yeah, the fight ensued. The cursed object was delivered. Kushimo uses the mythical beast Amber, which is very much just enhanced strength. And yeah, that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote for that.
Murder, she wrote.
Did
That's all
it?
she wrote. Vinland Saga. Episode 11. Episode 11. So, unless there's 24 episodes, next episode's a season finale. Which
There's
I
more
think,
episodes.
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's. This doesn't seem like a 12 episode type of show. Episode 11, A Gamble. It's fall and Thorkell is traveling to the main army still. The London people are making fun of Jesus. Thorkell believes that Valkyries will save warriors who die. And he was just talking and laughing at like the whole Jesus, and he was asking the priest, who do you think the guy who's stronger or better? Jesus, this Jesus guy or Thor and Odin and those guys, and the priest who is a little, a few, what's the saying? He's not all up there. The priest, after they give him booze, he says, whichever god invented liquor. I'm like, bruh.
Oh yeah, he was asked which who's better. Yeah, and he said, oh, who invented booze?
Whoever invented booze, I'm like, bruh, I don't know if you want this guy to be your priest. I'll be perfectly honest.
You sound fun to me.
Everyone with Thorko noticed that they were being watched, and my man Thorko threw a spear and immediately hit one or two people in the head, which this was your flavor.
It was just the one guy.
It was okay, so he hit the one guy in the head. Thorko was provoking a battle between Askeladd's crew and them all because they were bluffing and said they had 200 or
2,000.
2,000 strong, and Thorko was like, they definitely don't have 2,000. They have 400 at most, which is no match for us. But he kept taunting them and saying stuff like they're scared or they can't say anything, like we took advantage of this because he gave them Prince Canute. And Askeladd was just like, no, not Askeladd. I'm sorry. Ragnar was telling them like, hey, don't be an idiot. The Prince Canute is our priority. We have to retreat. But no, Thorkell got the men and pride took over and it became a battle. While they were fighting, clearly losing, Askeladd set fire to the trees, and the wind carried the fire all the way to where the battle was, where people couldn't see each other. They doused Thorfinn with water and put him on a horse and told him to go get Prince Canute. While Ragnar was escorting Prince Canute, a guy came around and, like, he was ready to attack, and Ragnar was like, "What are you doing? Don't just attack people blindly." And, like, some other dudes were just like, "Lord Ragnar, so you see someone with sense." And, like, no, it was two people on Thorkell's side. But then Thorfinn, they were about to attack Ragnar and get the prince again, but then Thorfinn showed up and made quick work of the first guy with my flavor, with the dodge and the stab of the throat. Then Thorkell shows up, and he's like, "Your mom's Helga, right?" And he's like, "How do you know?" It's like, "Oh, your dad was the only person stronger than me." It's like, oh. So then Thorkell tells Thorfinn, like, "Hey, you can have Prince Canute. We'll meet again at King Swain's place, because that's where we're all heading anyway." And Thorfinn brought Prince Canute over to Askeladd, who were shooting stray men of Thorkell. And Askeladd and Bjorn bowed to Ragnar and Prince Canute, and Ragnar basically said, like, "Hey, like, you're gonna pay for causing my men harm." And Askeladd's like, "You all were gonna die without my help." But consider Ragnar then just used Askeladd as, like, "Hey, I guess I have no choice, but you have to escort us and protect Prince Canute." So they asked to see his face, and I kind of had a feeling anyway, but, like, Prince Canute might be a girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah, it was other things worth mentioning, that Thorkell is the king of the North Sea, which is, you know, he's a king.
That might be self-proclaimed, though.
I think if he...
Or legendary claim, like Thor's. Everyone know who Thor's is, leader of John's Vikings. Strongest man alive.
The Jom's Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I also thought it was funny how they let the prince go. And they were like, "Oh, you still can attack." He's like, "We took away your thing and say we don't want to attack to hurt the prince, but you can still fight us." Crazy. And I also thought it was a big brain move how Thorkell was like, "Oh, they set a fire. We're getting third partied."
Yeah, so, he knew it wasn't them.
Yeah.
Thorkell's smarter than he leads on.
Yeah. I did like the whole thought of where Thorkell was like, talked about his lineage. He was like, "Oh, got like two questions for you." He's like, "Oh, how do you know about that?" I feel like Thorkell, Thorfinn may be related somehow.
You think so? I mean, I think Thorkell was definitely with the Jom's Vikings.
Yeah. Like, Helga could be his sister or something. I don't know. Could be. We don't know. We'll learn more.
I don't think that at all, but we'll find out.
I mean, they both got the blonde hair.
Listen, so does Floki. Yeah. I think maybe blonde hair just runs in those Vikings' blood. Actually, Thor's had brown hair.
Yeah, so it could be something.
We'll see.
Yeah, so. Yep, on to the next one.
On to the next.
Yeah, so. Last but not least, Reign of the Seven Spellblades, Season 1, Episode 4, Colosseum. So, Katie's trying to make friends with the troll, which I was like, "Oh man, she's really going above and beyond for the trolls. She's the kind of friend you'd want to have, and when things get tight." So. But yeah, no, I don't know. Jury's still out on her. So
why?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know,
she doesn't pique your interest enough.
No, she's trying to be too save the animals.
She's not adapting to life very well.
Yeah, I mean, like, I still get it, but like, I'm like, man, you know, she has to grow up sometime. But yeah, I think she's just too innocent for that life. But she's in a place where she can make a change if she can change enough people's hearts and minds and souls.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But anyhow, so then her classmates are giving her grief for it. And like, oh, she's even grunted to the troll. And ha, ha, ha. And so, man, Oliver, he gets mad. He unleashes a fireball at him. They start fighting. They all get the tension. With the Ben, the Now was with him and the other guy. And so then we get to later that day when the dueling starts. And turns out it's a cobalt hunt where they hunt wolves. I'm like, oh man, what kind of duel is this? That's just crazy. And so it's like, oh, no, there we go. And so one of the kobolds didn't want to fight and was trying to escape. And that set the Now off. She like called him off and she was like, why are you forcing those with no will to fight here? And like, y'all, if anything, y'all the monsters. I was like, yep, she's right. Because
most of you aren't even down here.
Yeah, that one wanted to run away and they didn't want to fight. Just wanted to live in peace. And you try to make a fight. It was sad. Yeah, so they hate her for it. They start throwing balls at her. She's like, huh? This doesn't faze me. And so she's going to leave. She's like, there's no worthy people here. And the other students try to stop her. But she's like, hey, if y'all want to fight, I'm ready to fight. Finally, a worthy opponent here. And so they do not fight because a Garuda is in the cage. And it's a familiar, meaning that it is someone's spirit animal that they sign a contract with. So
I wonder why it was locked up.
It probably wasn't locked up. Probably just was summoned there. They probably just like, oh, yeah. Here you go. They're like, yeah, dip, dip, summon here, stay here. When time comes, make a scene, an entrance, do something funny. Nah, I have no idea. Nah, didn't need that one there.
Oh, my bad.
Dude, nah, there was no joke to be said. You silly goose.
Oh, my bad.
So then...
Don't make me laugh. My stomach hurts.
I'll make you laugh all the way.
Whoa.
And so then what happens is it starts injuring or killing students, and then it flashes a message saying, see how it feels to be depraved for once? Like, oh, man. Like, you're really getting... You're out there, you're showing them what's boss when prey fights back. And so the Now and Oliver start to fight it. They're about to get clapped up. Anders is about to get clapped up and Now stopped him. They fight some more. My boy Oliver's injured. He goes heals himself, and he runs into Anders. And Anders like, how can you fight that thing? Aren't you scared? And then, you know, the usual spiel that they give out. And he's like, you know, the Now, she's going to fight no matter what, because that's how she is. But she's like, I want to show her how to have a different life than what she has. So he goes back out there, starts fighting. He's going to get clapped after his distraction. Didn't last too long. And this is when my boy makes an appearance. Anders sucker wins the Garuda, knocking it sideways. And then the Now cuts his head off.
Anders, my girl was ready with the smoke.
She was. Yeah. And so Anders he gets his moment again where he's like, oh, I fear losing. I fear bringing shame to the name of my house and my family. And so Oliver then gives another spiel. He's like, yeah, you're brave. You brought no dishonor to your family. And the enemy's, you know, was strong and you're brave. And Oliver then talks about his and the Now's philosophy, how the Now's like, oh, I have to fight no matter what, no matter what enemies in front of me. And I was like, oh, you got to flee when the enemy's too strong.
I don't think she bought that life.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Live to fight another day.
No, yeah, and it makes sense, but I don't think she about that life.
She not. And so Oliver said he made his family proud. And this part was funny, too, when the Now was like, yeah, I made it through with barely a scratch. And she's leaking like a fire hydrant. I'm like, man.
So I think that went well.
Yeah, it did not. You need to go to infirmary ASAP, as soon as possible.
I thought possibly they would have tried to restrain it without killing it, but that might have been an impossible task. But like, just for like,
that's what I thought too.
Animal activist girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But then like, that probably shows her growth, because she knew that without killing that particular monster, they all would have got died.
Mm-hmm. And she knew that like Goldilocks really had no choice but to like defend them.
Yeah. So yeah. Decent little episode, enjoying it. And at the end, the hooded figure smiles.
Yes. See, it does.
That lady. I was like, huh. I think that's the other lady that has the familiar that likes to stop the trolls.
Hmm. On a side note, Irby, I don't think you watched the first season, but Eminence and Shadow came out season 2.
Oh, yeah, I'm on season 2.
You watched the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you watch the first episode of season 2?
Yep.
Hey, what'd you think?
That thing was banging.
I don't even believe you.
Who you gonna believe, me? Or no. Them blind little eyes?
I don't believe my... What? Dope episode. Whether you watched it or not, dope episode. I'm excited to see what OP fight is going to be happening next.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Nah, I don't have anything. You've been watching the To Your Eternity?
What were we talking about?
The new episode of we talk about To Your Eternity.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. The thing is, like, I'm always playing or doing something, so like, I gotta watch it on like the weekend when like I'm not doing anything else. That's when I gotta put time into it.
Yeah, and like you really can breeze through the show, because you're like, oh man, and then you gotta take a break, because it's like, oh, that's really sad. Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, I could just be watching it in the mornings and on my lunch break, because I am watching it in English, so that could be a thing.
Sad. Real sad.
All right, well, if you have nothing else, Irby, I think we're about to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
That's going to do it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe. You are all too kind, and we'll catch you next week. Peace!
Peace!